niggas out just thugging on the turf, trying to tell them that they holy even though they hold the work, that they melon in divine. We was first to walk this earth. Blackness is a badge of honor, it ain't never been a curse.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm always black and proud like I'm James Brown. Black as the 80s when T'Challa first came out. Free black man, unapologetic. Black is beautiful, my name is in the record, check it.
You're listening to Crosswaves, episode 6. This month's series is called Material Sound. And it's curated by me, Anna Fritz. This month's series features Canadian artists who were chosen for their interest in the materiality of sound making and for their commitment to the idea of distributed agency among ensembles of people and things. Especially notable about these artists is their attention to the so-called trailing edge media and the repurposing of everyday objects, using things like mass-produced alarm clocks, old vinyl records, house lamps, specialized antennas built onto bicycle wheels, an attention to surroundings that include surfaces and windows and possibly an old radiator. In all these cases, these artists collaborate with devices and unstable systems to create unique and critical sound environments. Central to the idea for this month's show is that things and devices are neither wholly mastered by human will, nor are they illuminated solely by human attention. But they can be understood to possess a kind of liveliness of their own. Things aren't just waiting in the closet for people to pick them up and use them. This is especially true of anything electronic or electromagnetic, which also has its own field and is especially sensitive to the effects of other fields created by other things or people or environmental circumstances. Sound reproduction necessarily involves a collaboration with something. In this case, this little old dictaphone that I'm using to record my voice. Is that a little warble in the tape? Is the battery running low? This is all part of the materiality of making sound. The material circumstances. The fact of mechanical waves traveling through atmosphere and vibrating surfaces. The interaction of circuits and voice and intention and hope and accident and flaw. So let us begin.
We're going to start the show with two tracks by Nancy Tobin, who's a Montreal-based sound artist and sound designer who's often worked with theater and contemporary dance companies in the past, but is now more focused on performance. The soundscapes we'll listen to come from a series called Baroque Soundscapes, made in 2002, and these were composed from micro-excerpts of orchestral Baroque recordings on vinyl. It was originally composed for a choreography by Daniel Desnoyers for the production called Bataille, and Desnoyers' Montreal-based company Le Carré des Lombes. Nancy's interest here was not just in sampling the music which is on the records, but sampling really the records themselves and the act of playing a record, and how the physicality of the record player, its turning, its pitching, its needles, its scratches, its flaws, how this could add some kind of information, emotional feeling, extra affect that can support or contrast the orchestral music that was on the records. These are definitely two of my very favorite tracks from Nancy's body of work, and she has done a number of other releases. If you are interested in hearing more, you can return to Crosswaves episode number 1, curated by Chantal Dumas, and you will find Delay Toys, which is an album by Nancy from a few years ago, that features some of the same attention to different kinds of objects. So do rewind and listen to that if you're interested in a little more. But the two tracks we're going to hear here are called Fellini and Solo de Mode. Thank you. That was Fellini and Solo de Mud, two tracks from Baroque Soundscapes, a series of compositions by Nancy Taubin created for a live dance choreography by Daniel Desnoyers and the production Bataille. We'll switch now from vinyl records and orchestral music into symphonic music and dot matrix printers. The Montreal duo The User, consisting of Thomas McIntosh, architect, and Emmanuel Madan, composer, created the Symphony for Dot Matrix Printers. What we will be listening to is Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers from 1999. This was created as a live performance for 15 Dot Matrix printers and personal computers, as well as ASCII text compositions, network server, microphones, sound system, miniature video cameras, custom video switching technology, and video projection. 15 early 1990s era Dot Matrix printers became musical instruments in an orchestra of obsolete computers, was used to print them. A network server conducted the symphony using a serial command network, and then miniature video cameras were inserted within the mechanisms of the printers, and using a custom-built video switching system, the images were projected onto screens behind the orchestra. All sounds and images were created live by the printers on stage with no additional or pre-recorded content and a minimum of electronic manipulation. What we will hear is the recording of this same orchestra of 15 printers, with the same minimum of electronic manipulation and no additional sounds from any other source. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need
you. Bring me joy when I'm down. Also,
oh, that's great.